That better? Okay, I'm used to speaking in a place where we don't have microphones very often. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Randy, and I work with a prison ministry called Set Free Ministries of Missouri and Illinois. And we have been pretty active in major prisons in Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, North and South Dakota. We do Spanish out in California, Iowa, as well as those other states, as well as about 15 states on the East Coast. And basically, we've been handing out Bible correspondence material, and we have been doing that since we began in 1971, and in 74 we incorporated, and haven't stopped doing what we've been doing since then. We've distributed close to 750,000 courses. We do this completely free, including the postage, and so the Lord has provided abundantly for us through the years. I have gone into the prisons and realized, I think in a way that I never realized on the streets, just how powerful the gospel is. One of my first workers inside the prison was a man who was a serial rapist and murderer, and a totally redeemed man, and one of the most precious brothers I've ever met in my life. I've seen God just recently deliver a man that came into prison, a heroin addict, and it's such a joy to see his fresh and clean look now that he's a believer and totally delivered from drugs. And just as the power of God being able to change the lives of people. But believe it or not, I'm not here to talk about Set Free Ministries, although we've got a product of our ministry here. But what I'd really like to do is talk about the use of the Emmaus courses in our normal lives. In the past, we have been distributing around 35,000 courses a year, but with COVID and now with the drug problems that are in the prisons and the paper restrictions that they're putting on us, our distributions are about half of that. And so one morning I woke up and it was on my heart to go back to our beginnings, where in the beginning we just started using these courses in the free world. And I felt like the Lord was telling me that, you know, I'm cut you back a little bit so that you can expand yourself in the original intent of what your school was all about, and that is the free world. We call it domestic outreach. So my purpose today is to try to inform you and maybe urge you a bit into the use of these courses, and I intend to show you different ways that they can be used. But before we do that, I'd like to say a few words from the Word. I'd like for you to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. As Christians, we all ask the question, why did the Lord leave me here? Since heaven's so much better. For like Paul says in Philippians, it's far better. And so I wanted to give a little bit of thought about that question. When we look at our Lord and we see his entrance into this world, we know that he came here to do the will of his Father. He really set his heart to please his Father. And he wouldn't act or speak apart from directions from his Father. But the Lord made it very clear that he had a purpose in coming here, that the Father and he and the Spirit in counsel had a purpose in him coming here. And Luke simply says he came here to seek and to save the lost. Major task in a world that's increasing in population. So I'd like for you and I just to think about these things for just a moment. Paul's giving his testimony in 1 Timothy 1:15. And in the midst of that testimony, after he admits that he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, he wasn't too good a chap, he says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Can't be clearer stated, can it? You know, so often we read our Bibles and we just get so familiar with them as believers that we tend to skip over and read over statements that are very profound and meant to lodge in our hearts and become motivation to us. I think this is one of those scriptures. Paul understood that Jesus really did have a purpose in coming into this world, and that was to save people like us. And if you turn over to chapter 2 and verse 3, Paul takes this up. He's fascinated with this thought. And he says, "For this is good," verse 3. Now, he's given some instructions here, and he's just exhorted us to pray for everyone in our world. And, of course, all evangelism and all the reaching of the lost begins with prayer. And Paul writes in verse 3, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." God is not showing preference. I mean, you know, Paul's got us praying for every type of person and every person in our world and in our lives. And then he says in verse 4 something very important to us. He says, "Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Here again, this is one of those verses that we ought to just pause and ponder. I mean, this is a expression from God of his very heart to us. If we could look into the heart of God, this is something that we would find in that heart. I really want all men to be saved. I want everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth. And as a believer, that really challenges me in terms of how I live my life in this world. Because I realize that I'm exhorted to not just live here, but to live in a certain way. And as Paul would say, but be imitators of me as I am of Christ. And so we know Christ came here to save sinners. We know Paul was obsessed with this. And I think he wants us as a church and as believers in this particular age to have that as a primary purpose of why we continue to live in this fallen world. And he goes on and he says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." There's only one way to get to the Father, through Christ. It's not a lie. It's not politically correct to say that, and it rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but it is the truth. And God wants every man to come to know the truth. And we don't love people if we don't tell them the truth. And so it goes on and he says that this mediator gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So God has done everything necessary for us to have the privilege of not only warning people, but inviting people to come to know him. And it's very interesting to me that as Paul continues to talk to Timothy, and I've got to keep this short because I have a lot we want to cover, and we've got Eddie's over here. But in chapter 4, he says to Timothy in verse 15, meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. In a nutshell, what he's saying is, make sure you get good attention, you give good attention to what I've said. Because it's only what I said that will really bring salvation to you and to others. And in our world, we have a world that's trying to tell us all these other alternative ways to bring about healing, to bring about joy, and to bring about comfort, and to bring about hope, and all these things. But let me tell you that this word equips anyone that wants to serve God completely. And if you don't believe that, turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And he's talking to Timothy about, from a child, you've known the Holy Scriptures that can make you wise for salvation. And then he says something very interesting. He says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. When I became a believer, I walked into my church, and a man by the name of Tom Shepherd met me at the door one night and handed me a Scofield Reference Bible and an Emmaus Correspondence course. And he looks at me and he says, young man, you need these. Well, I was new in the faith and I knew how ignorant I was, and so I thought, he's probably right. And I took that Bible and I took that course, and I eventually took about a half a dozen courses while I was studying through that Bible. And that became the foundation that I had for my understanding of the script of the Christian way and the Christian walk. So needless to say, I was pretty convinced that these courses were really valuable. So in 1971, in the context of a group of men who were praying for what are we going to do with our lives, the Lord led this group to establish Emmaus Correspondence School, St. Louis. And in 1974, we incorporated, and we began using Emmaus courses. And we had about 100 students, maybe, that were non-prison. And, you know, we were kept pretty busy just kind of keeping this little school going. And then David Hausman's brother, Danny, now with the Lord, he got incarcerated, and I started handing out enrollment cards for our school to parents and friends and loved ones in the visiting rooms as I visited him at the St. Louis Justice Center, and then on to Fulton, and then on to Church Farm, with the total intent of developing the non-prison ministry. And lo and behold, 6 months later, I had 200 students from those handouts. But they were all inmates. Everybody took the enrollment card and said, you know, you need this more than I do. And they handed it on to their inmate relative or friend. So I had 200 inmates taking Emmaus Correspondence School courses. And lo and behold, I began a prison ministry. You might say I came in the back door, because I had no intention of having a prison ministry. I had been invited to go to prison ministry and thought, who'd want to go to a prison ministry? So, any case. So that gives you a little background. But I'm saying these things because I realize the value of these courses. And in 1985, at a board meeting, you know, everything you say comes back to you, doesn't it? But I said, you know, we're not using these courses near enough. We ought to either use them or send it all back to the main office and let somebody else do it. And so one of the other board members said, well, what are you doing? And I said, And that's 1985, I gave my full attention to distributing Emmaus courses. And then it just blew up and blossomed, and primarily in the prisons. But now we'd like to get it back into the general public. But before we do any more, I want one of the offenders, that ex-offenders, of course, he doesn't mind me saying that, to come up here and give you a little brief testimony of what these courses meant to him, taking them in prison. This is Eddie Anderson, for those of you who don't know.
I got saved at the age of 17 at St. Louis City Jail, facing first degree murder charges. And it was there that I took my first course. And these
courses have a twofold meaning in my life. I took my first course at City Jail. I was tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And it was there that I was playing softball at Potosi Correctional Center one day, and a guy came up to me and he said, hey, have you ever taken any of these courses? And I said, yeah. He said, well, the guy who runs the prison ministry, he does a Bible study on Friday afternoon. You ought to come. And I thought, I'll go. I'll check it out. So I went over there, and that's when I first met Randy Gruber. And for the last 30-plus years, he's been a friend, a father, and a mentor, and probably maybe the most influential person in my life. So that's one reason, you know, I'm thankful for these courses. And then, you know, in prison, we think, you know, things are a little different for us. You know, we can't live the Christian life like, you know, people out on the streets can. I mean, be meek and humble and put people above yourselves. I mean, you do that in prison, it's not going to be a good outcome. So I did a course doing time with Jesus and, you know, went through that course and tried to realize that I represent more than just myself. I represent Christ. So I tried to live my faith out in there, and it was beneficial for me because when the case got overturned where I could finally had a chance for parole, my good prison behavior allowed me to get out. And so, these courses also were beneficial towards me in baptism. You know, I got baptized as an infant, so I thought no, there was no need for me to get baptized again. But I took a course called Buried by Baptism, and it was taking that course that I realized, you know what, baptism is a commandment, and once we're believers, we should be baptized. So I ended up getting baptized probably 5 years after I was saved. So, and then before I got out of prison, I took a Bible course called How to Succeed on the Streets. And in that Bible course, one of the lessons was find a good church and make it better. Well, I'll tell you, I'm still looking, so if anybody has any suggestions, just, you know, let me know. So, but seriously, I just recently celebrated 5 years of being out on the streets. And this assembly played a large part in my success out here. I mean, from encouragement to your hospitality to people holding me accountable when I don't do the right thing. So, you know, this church has been a blessing to me, and I'm thankful. And I don't know about, other than looking, I don't know if I've ever made it better looking, but I'm definitely trying and hoping that someday I can make it better looking.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Eddie. I wish I could have time to let you know how these courses have affected and changed so many lives. I want to give you a little anecdote before I go on. I've been blessed to have some grandkids, and I've been blessed to have a child and a son-in-law that allows me to teach them the Bible. So I've had Bible study with them for maybe 4 years, maybe longer than that, I don't know. But I want to tell you a little anecdote from one of our Bible studies back when Charlotte was really about 5 years old. I think she's 11 now. I don't know. How old are you? I was teaching them that the Bible was God's word to us. God breathed, that God actually took the time to, over the course of 1600 years to write a book that basically explains who he is and how he operates. And I'm giving this message to the four grandkids, and you know, obviously she's quite young, and she was very, very touched by it, and she looks at me and she says, "Papa, if that's true, that this book is God speaking to us, why would anybody want to read any other book?" Man, when I learned to read, that's the book I'm going to read. And I thought to myself, she's got it. She's got it. Now, I'm not saying we got to stop reading all books. I like the Narnia series too. And, and she's growing up and she doesn't just read the Bible. But the point is, could there be a more important book to get to know? This is the only book in the world that was written by God to man. Is there any other book more important to get to know? And I say that because that's what we're all about. We're all about helping people get to know the book. Okay? And what I'd like to do in the last 20 minutes is inform you about the extent of the curriculum that we have, okay? Because I don't think a lot of people even know. And in the prisons, Set Free is known as the most secret organization, doing more than anybody else. But we purposely have flown under the radar because we don't want everybody to know about us, because if they knew about us, we were afraid that somebody would stand up and say they don't belong here and put us out. So we've been working in these prisons for 30 years with inmates as people who are working for us. And Eddie, incidentally, worked for us the last year before he got out. And, over the course of the years, we probably have had 100 inmates we've trained to work for us. And we believe that the job that God has given to us is not just to get people saved, but to get people discipled. And so, you know, our primary purpose of our corporation is to disciple people, to make them learners of Jesus Christ. And we pride ourselves when people get the attitude that I've been learning from Jesus Christ. You know, we want them to have him as the central person in the head of who they are. And then there's a scripture in 2 Timothy 2:20, 2:2 that says, "Hey Timothy, I want you to take what I've taught you and teach this to faithful men who in turn can teach other people." And it was on that pattern that we began to disciple and train people inside the prison. And we figured that for everyone we could train, we could handle 200 more students. And in order to go up to 22, 25, 2,600 students, which we did when we were at our top peak, we needed that many helpers. And so we began to train people to do what I was doing, and that is commenting on the courses and stuff. So come up here and move that table up, do you mind? I hate to try to lift it right now. That's okay. Thank you. Okay, you all got a handout, didn't you? Okay, well, there's a purpose in that handout. And I just want to tell you, I asked Lathy if she'd like to give a little testimony, but in place of that, she handed me one of her courses completed today. And I thank you, young lady, because every time I get one, I get excited. But in any case, the idea with the domestic outreach is to provide courses that will really be impactful to a person's coming to know Christ and a person growing up and maturing in Christ. So what we've purposed to do in the prison ministry, we have a course called Born to Win that we hand out first, that we give out to people, and it's a primarily an evangelistic course. In the domestic, we're going to hand out a course called The Greatest Man Alive. This course basically explains who Jesus is, what he's done, and what our response needs to be to that. Three lessons. Simple course. We can send it out first class postage, so we can get it to when a person sends in an application, we can get it out to them within a couple days. Okay? And then if they desire to take more courses, we have a beginner's curriculum, a regular curriculum, and an advanced curriculum. And we actually send this out with the course so that they'll have an idea of the extent of the courses that we have. And you'll notice that the beginner curriculum is easier courses, and then it gets into a little more advanced courses, and then it gets into even more advanced courses. We have about 180 courses. Okay, so there, we've got a lot of courses. And if you study all these courses, you actually study through the entire Bible twice. Now, how many people in here have studied through the entire Bible twice? We have hundreds of men who have graduated from our program, hundreds of them. And it's kind of nice when they get out and you can see the results of this. So any case, this is a curriculum, and I don't have time to go through all this, but I'm going to talk about certain select courses. And then what I did on the other next page, I put the curriculum we use in the prisons, just to show you the full extent of all the courses that we have. Okay? So this is a selection out of the total curriculum that we use for the inmates. So that's for your information, just so you kind of know the courses that we offer. Now the third page that I have on there is an offer of a free correspondence course. Now this is just what I use, which I typed up when I felt the Lord wanted me to start giving these out to try to get people enrolled in our courses in the domestic world. But as you can see, I wanted to make sure that I gave whoever got my piece of paper, I also gave them the message. So what I basically did was wrote a little synopsis of what the Bible says, so that if they don't ever take it, if they just read that, it has sowed the seed for the truth to be in their thinking. Okay? Now, you can do whatever you'd like to do in order to encourage people to take the courses. I carry these around with me, and what I do is I fold them up in thirds and then in half, so I can carry them in my pocket. I can carry them any way I want to, so I always have them with me. And then I'd like to suggest that, this is an aside, but Kevin's got some real good tracks, and it's very interesting. I've been handing these out for 3 months, and I've only had one person reject it. And I would say 75% of the people said, it's something I ought to be doing. And one lady was waiting on us. There's an old man in the back there that had his hand up. This one lady, I almost didn't give her one. She was waiting on us. I almost didn't give her one. And I gave her one. And she goes like this and puts her arm out there. And she's got tattooed on her arm, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. And I said, oh, the Lord will provide. And she was delighted that I knew what that meant. And so I'm just saying, and what I always do is I say to them, hey, have you ever studied the Bible? Or do you have an interest in studying the Bible? Some kind of a question that addresses their conscience. Because if you notice in the scripture, when the Lord wants to address a person, he likes to ask questions. So get a question you're comfortable with. And they'll say, well, yeah, I probably ought to be doing that or whatever. And they say, well, you know, this is a free offer of a Bible correspondence course that if you start taking these, you can study the entire Bible. And they're free, which is pretty good. Okay? So in any case, it's just an idea. And along with them, you can hand out tracts. When I hand out a tract with them, I like to put this inside of this. Now, my daughter told me, having been a waitress, don't ever leave a little bitty tip if you're trying to reach them for the Lord. So I always give a super tip and thank them for what they've done. And I make a general practice of not just leaving it on the table. I always say something to them. Even if I don't get to talk to them, I'll say something on my way out and say, hey, I left something on the table for you to read after you get off of work. Because I don't want them to think I was afraid to hand it out to them or that it doesn't really mean that much. Okay? So in any case, you can read this and you can see if you feel comfortable with this. I think it might be a little bit too heavy. So far, I've only gotten three of these back. Okay, but three's three. You know, and you don't know where it's going once it gets going. Okay? So, any case. And then the other, there's a fourth one here, which is another track that I made for, believe it or not, I was at a camp, and we were going to go out and go door to door and talk to people. And so I wrote this up for the camp. There were about 100 kids at this camp, and we ran off a couple hundred of these so we could use them as we went door to door. It's very interesting. This camp that had about 100 kids in it, I don't think we got one response from going door to door. But over a half a dozen kids in the camp gave testimony at the campfire that they got saved reading this before they went out. All of them thinking they were Christians before they had gone. Okay? This is just giving you the content to the gospel. Okay? And you'll notice that every statement has scriptures to back them up. And I usually hand it out and say, this will tell you the only way you can go to heaven and to be forgiven of your sins and to be given life. And it's really incredible how people will take this, because most people, if you ask them the question, that is all they need to at least want to try it. Might never do anything with it. But again, at the end of this, they're offered a free correspondence course. Okay, so that's two ideas. And then a third idea is, you know, to use the daily breads or whatever. There's all kinds of things you can get out to people. Now I'm going to talk to you about some of the courses, and I've got three reasons written down here why how to use these courses, okay? And so in the last 7 minutes here, we're going to talk about ways you can use these courses. The top of the list, of course, is you can take them. You know, you say, well, I get enough feed, I get fed enough in church. Well, you know, that could be. In a good church, you're getting well fed. But there's things that we need to systematically understand and know. For instance, I gave Josh one of these, Book of Daniel. How many people have studied the Book of Daniel? Yeah. I mean, you can't understand the prophecies of the Bible without understanding this book, the Book of Daniel. Okay? This was written by James Starr. He's with the Lord now. And it's really well written. And it just explains. Now, I've chosen, I'm actually using this book now in my Bible study with my grandkids. I'm teaching them Daniel because I want them to understand. And some of them, at least they can say, well, there's Babylon, there's Medo-Persia, there's Greek, there's Romans. At least they've got that down, you know, because I think it's that important to know. So if you've never studied the Book of Daniel and we're not studying it up here, you might want to grab one of these books and study. We have a book called Winning Souls the Bible Way. It's all about evangelism, how to present the gospel. Has anybody ever felt a need to have some insights about how to present the gospel? Well, this is a good course to take. The curriculums are made that we will go through, and I know this isn't an Emmaus course, but this is a course written by our brother right here, Kevin. It's a great course. I get all kinds of good feedback. Lots of people have the salvation clarified by this. Although I've got it in the beginning curriculum, I intend to drop this in as a bonus book right at the beginning of whenever people take them. Okay? It's a good book. And, you know, you could hand these and these out like tracts, which is what basically we're doing. We're giving them more content to what the gospel is all about. Then we have courses that are more simple, written at a reading level a little bit lower than 8th or 10th grade. And that they're part of the beginning course. We have a Bible survey that actually goes through the entire Bible. And we tell our students to read the entire Bible as they study these three. I did that. That's one of the things I did. I've taken maybe 80 or 90 of the Emmaus courses. And I'm telling you, it's enlightening to get a full grasp of the entire Bible. And this series can help you. Each of them are worth 2 units. And that's a good way to get through your Bible and have somebody helping you along the way, understanding what you're studying. Okay, so you can use the courses yourself, okay? And if you want a course, just see me. Okay, the second thing is you can invite others to take the course. I showed you how I go about it, but that doesn't mean you have to do it the way I do it. Everybody's got to feel comfortable. I always say, you got to find a track that you feel comfortable handing out, okay? So, for instance, this is a track I feel comfortable handing out, and so I'll hand it out. I used to have a track that Johnny Erickson Tada wrote that had a picture of crucifixion on it, and it was an Easter track. I never had a soul ever turn it down. The picture was captivating. You just get something you feel comfortable with that you'd hand out to anyone, and then when you go out among people, keep reminding yourself the heart of God is that person knows him. So I never talk to a person that I don't believe needs to know God. Never. I just figure the best thing I could do, if I really love that person, is to help them know God. The best thing I could do. Now, does that mean I talk to everybody? No. Sometimes I chicken out. Sometimes I'm just doing other things or whatever. But the point is, I never go out of my house without being prepared. And that's what I'm trying to encourage us. Be prepared. You never know. You never know who you're going to meet. And so, you know, you can offer these courses, you know, as they're free. You can use these courses in a home Bible study. I've wore out my what the Bible teaches. We got two people in this meeting today that we went through this, didn't we? Was it helpful to you?
Yes.
You see, I've been using this particular what the Bible teaches is the one I used when I was first saved. They've got new editions now. It confuses me no end because of pages are different and stuff. But the point is, this course will allow anyone to understand what it means to be a follower of Christ, a believer. And this course, you could take, if you like, and you have a right, you could take this course, right, Kevin? You could teach through this course. Or you could teach through this course. I chose what the Bible teaches. I have never taught through this course where people who stayed the full length, and I've had people walk out on me, get pretty upset with me, but nonetheless, I've never taught this course that everyone in the Bible study at the end didn't understand the gospel. Never. Okay? And then a follow-up to that, lessons for Christian living. How do you live the Christian life? When should it? So, like in our little Bible study, we've covered these two books. Now, let me just say something about this. This is a great way to get a guide to use when you're teaching Bible studies. Lewis Dooley went to Cook County Jail. He was so effective in Cook County Jail that they said to him, you know, you're in this division. We've got 16 or 19 divisions. I don't know. We want you in every division. And Lewis Dooley thought to himself, how in the world can I be in every division? I'm only one man. So you know what he did? He started going to churches, getting groups of men who were willing to go into Cook County Jail, and they were going to teach Bible studies in all the other divisions, and he hands them Emmaus courses to teach. Now, Lewis can't go in and teach everyone, but they're teaching literally Emmaus courses in all the units that he's in. I don't know how many they're in yet. See the point? You don't have to be a great theologian to follow an outline in these books. And some of them even have questions if you want to use them for discussion, like this one does. But we had plenty of discussion without the questions, didn't we? Okay? So, the third way I think these can be used is follow-up for camps, Awana, any program that you get people involved in where the program ends, but you don't want their learning to end, right? And a lot of people, you know, you try to encourage them, and that doesn't mean they're going to do it, but nonetheless, at least you're giving them the offer. And, you know, let me just give you an illustration. I'm getting out of time. Forget it. I think camps and like the Awana, or if you have a youth group, these courses could be used in that regard too. Like in a prison, we have them for a Bible study one time a week, but they have Bible study in their cell with these courses every day of the week. And even on, you know, like last week when I was on vacation, I began studying through the book of Joseph. I had never taken it, and I got about halfway through it. I was learning all kinds of stuff. It was really cool. Okay? So I'm just saying, we never will stop learning. And a third thing you can do is volunteer to work for Set Free or Emmaus Correspondence School. We have quite a few people in this place that have volunteered. And in order to run this school, for those of you who don't understand how it operates, I got Lathy's course here. This is a course you just turned in. This is a single-page answer sheet that goes along with the exam booklets in the thing. And she's filled it out quite properly. And everyone has a what do you say? And she's responded to each of those questions. And now one of our instructors will respond to each of her responses. Takes about 1 hour to process a course in the main office when it comes in. About 1 hour. So you can imagine what doing 750,000 courses, how many hours that was. But, you know, I had pretty cheap labor. So, for those of you who don't know, we hire offenders in these prisons we work in. We train them and then they come in our courses for us. Okay, we're past time. I got to end because I know some of you got the food cooking. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the wonderful privilege it is to let other people know you. And how we pray, Father, that you will take what was said in this meeting today to be the encouragement that some may need to become witnesses of the most wonderful news in the world. And we just thank you for this opportunity that my church has given Emmaus to present what we're doing. And we do pray, Father, that we will use these courses, steward them well, Father, for the glory of yourself in the kingdom. So we just thank you and bless you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.